The family boat has been officially attacked. A drone came right above it, released a bomb, and it exploded, and the boat was on fire.
So climate Greta Thunberg, she's back. You may remember she took a boat ride to Israel while she was trying to go to Gaza, and they decided not to let her in with her LARPing revolutionaries. And then they gave her some schnitzel and some shawarma. You can't come here. You're going to, you're a terrorist. You're a horrible person. Go home. And they put her on a plane. She went home. She looked grumpy the whole time. Anyway, she's back on the boat with her loser friends. And listen to this from the Daily Mail. Thunberg is part of a controversial convoy of around 350 activists and aid workers sailing on what they describe as a peaceful mission to deliver supplies to Palestinians in Gaza. She added that the ship, which was sailing in Tunisian waters, carried many of the same people who were detained with Greta on an earlier attempt to reach Gaza in June. So these are people who just, maybe they just really enjoy Israeli hummus. They're just like, you know what, why don't we take a ride through the Mediterranean? Doesn't sound that terrible. The Israelis are gonna pick us up. They're literally going to make us a shawarma sandwich and send us back on a plane. Now, people have noted that Greta Thunberg has started to morph into, well, take a look. This is from Ali London on X. Greta Thunberg gets roasted on X and compared to He-Man with new haircut. She's literally morphing into probably my favorite childhood TV show. Yes, maybe even more than Transformers and G.I. Joe, because this came out a little bit earlier, around 1983. I was 7 or 8 years old, and I had a ton of the toys, and I had Castle Grayskull too. She's turning into, I mean, that is one, she looks trans. She looks like a dude. She looks like Chris Farley, sort of putting on a wig. I don't know what's going on there. Then this is even better. Listen to this from Benny Johnson. Breaking, the global Samud flotilla for Gaza says that one of its main boats was hit by a drone in Tunisian waters. That looks scary. We'll have more on that in a second. The Portuguese flagged vessel connected to the Madeleine boat that carried Greta was carrying the steering committee members. The strike damaged the deck and storage areas, but everyone on board is safe. And here's someone on the boat. Her name is Yasmin Akar, saying that Greta was on the boat when the drone dropped a bomb. Stay tuned for the real headline. Here they are after the bombing.
Hi everyone,
of the
Yasmin
boat.
Here. The family boat has been officially attacked. A drone came right above it, released a bomb, and it exploded, and the boat was on fire. Everyone on that boat is okay.
And yeah, turns out that never happened. Actually, what did happen, listen to this from Eyal Yacobi. Breaking, Greta Thunberg claimed her boat was struck by a drone. Tunisian authorities confirmed there was zero drone activity in the area. Turns out a crew member set off a firecracker and blamed a drone. Another lie to the long list of Palestinian propaganda. They literally set off a flare. There's video of it. We didn't grab it right before the show, but you can see the result. Someone on the boat set off a flare that landed in the boat. This is what we are dealing with these crazy people.